that we refer to as Edim Zomimin, and this is a particularly heinous case because what was determined was that the individuals who were testifying could not possibly have seen that which they testified to, because it's determined that they were actually at a different location at that time. So, for example, if they're claiming to have witnessed, let's say, a burglary, a murder, whatever it was, in the city of New York at a particular time, and it turns out that they were actually in the city of Chicago on that date, so they're rendered Edim Zomimin, and the halacha dictates that whatever they were seeking to impute to the object of their testimony is what we do to them, kasher zamam lasos liachiv. Now, as we pointed out, the Gemara considers this to be a great novelty, because after all, who knows, maybe they're really saying the truth. And maybe these people who are saying that they were in the city of Chicago, maybe those are the ones who are lying. How do we know? Right, the Gemara says, my chazis to smochahani, smochahani, why do you rely on them? You could rely on the other ones. How are we to really tell? So for that reason, amongst others, we say, according to the Gemara, eid zomeim chiddishu, that this is all a very novel halacha. So that brings us now to a particularly novel situation, a novel situation within the novel situation, is let's say you had individuals, these two individuals who said about one group of witnesses, how could you possibly have witnessed that in New York? You were with us in Chicago. So let's say another set of witnesses comes and testifies to the same thing, and a third set of witnesses, and a fourth set of witnesses, and a fifth set of witnesses, and a sixth set of witnesses, and each and every time, these guys said, no way, you couldn't have seen that, and even though the evidence is building up. More and more people are coming and testifying to the same story, and you have the same two guys that keep on saying, no way, you could have seen that. You were with us in the city of Chicago. You were hosting us. So what do we do about that situation? Does that situation sort of stand to reason, or do we say, there's something very unusual going on here. There's something suspicious that these people claim that everybody were with them in the city of Chicago. So no surprise that this actually turns out to be a matter of machlokes. This is a dispute between the chachamim, between the majority, and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah says, bo acherim vizimum, you have additional sets of witnesses, and then more, afilu meya, let's say 100 sets of witnesses, kulam yeharegu. So according to the majority position, the position of the rabbis, yeah, all of them are considered to be false witnesses because of these edim zomimin, because of these mizimin, these witnesses that come along that say that they were really with us in the city of Chicago. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no way. Mistatis hizo. There's different interpretations of that, but let's just say it's a cabal. There must be some conspiracy going on. There's something going on with this group of witnesses that's suggesting that everybody was really with them in the city of Chicago. We can't really rely on this. Now, we rule against Rabbi Yehuda. We say that's the Chiddush HaTorah. That's the novelty of the Torah. These mazimin, these individuals who say, oh, they didn't see it, they were with us in Chicago, we believe them, even if it means that it's going against the testimony of 100 sets of witnesses. In Edim, Zomimin the Haragin, says the sixth Mishnah in the Masechta, Achi Yigamir Hadin. Shariat Stukin Omer Machi Harek Shinemar Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Amulam Chachamim, Velokor Nemar, Vasisim Lokasher Zamam Lasos Lachiv, Vare Achiv Kayim. Imkain Lama Nemar Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Yachom Mishash Kibluwe Dusan Yaregu, Tamalomar Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. In a Haragin, Achi Yigamir Hadin. So we have to be in a sweet spot to punish these false witnesses. In other words, these false witnesses, they're not culpable for the penalty that they sought to impose on somebody else until the verdict has been issued. Okay, so the verdict has to be issued, and on the basis of their testimony, turns out that it was false testimony, but on the basis of their testimony, let's say these other people were sentenced to death. Now, if we would have carried out the sentence, then there's nothing to do about that, because the Torah says that we do to them that which they sought to do, not that which they accomplished to do. So you have to get them in a real sweet spot. The only way to do to these individuals, these false witnesses, who it turned out weren't even in that location, the only way to punish them exactly in the way that they sought to do to somebody else is if we catch them in between the issuing of the verdict and carrying out the penalty. So you say, what do you mean? That's not a small amount of time. Anybody who knows what goes on in Harris County, Texas, people are on death row for 25 years. We'll have 2.5 decades between the verdict and carrying out the sentence. That's true in Harris County, Texas. But that's not true in halacha. In halacha, The rule is that once a capital, we just learned in the Sanhedrin, so everybody knows, once a capital punishment, once the verdict is given down, you carry it out that day. So you got to get in there within 5 or 10 minutes, otherwise you're going to have missed the boat. So there's a very, very small window for actually holding the Edim Zomamin accountable in terms of what they did. So the verdict has to have been issued on the one hand, but it can't have been carried out yet. So it really has to be a case of Johnny on the spot so that we're able to hold these Edim Zomamin accountable, Kasher Zamam Lasos La'achiv, what they sought to do to the objects of their testimony. Nechama, your brother's neshama, should have an aliyah.